Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, July 16, 2012. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation that will be led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver. If you'll rise, please.
Please bow your heads for me in prayer. Gracious Father, I humbly ask that you guide our thoughts and actions, pursuing your will, acting in the manner that is fitting. Ask that you give this government body the wisdom to make right decisions.
With allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A, it's considering possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal of a term contract for trash container service for Jefferson County with Waste Management for the period July 25th, 2012 to July 24th, 2013. And those proposed price increases shown on Exhibit A are to become effective on July 25th of this year. Item B is considering approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for emergency disaster assistance recovery for Jefferson County with Crowder Golf and DRC Emergency Services LLC for one additional year from August 1st, 2012 to July 31st, 2013. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion?
Just one question for our purchasing agent is, how many years have we renewed these contracts without going out for bid?
The first one, they're both were done in
2010. Okay, thank you.
Any additional discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to county commissioners, item A can be tabled. Item B, accept, receive, and file resignation letter of Jennifer Hogenkamp. Item C is receive and file contract award from Texas Department of Agriculture for Texas CDBG contract number 711281. Item D is considering possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee hotel occupancy tax allocation recommendations for the Beaumont CVB, Texas Education Association, Golden Triangle Minority Business Council. Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
Ms. Lomer, from now on, I think I've asked in the past, and Judge, on these visitors, the Jefferson County Tourism Committee hotel occupancy tax, put down that amount requested and amount allocated on the agenda.
That's a good idea. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Moving on to airport. Item A is considering possibly authorize a county judge to execute a non-federal reimbursable agreement between the Department of Transportation Federal Aviation Administration and Jefferson County Jack Brooks Regional Airport for flight inspection of runway 12 for compliance with FAA regulations. Have a motion on that item. Moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
Let me question, not question, give us a little bit more on this runway inspection.
It's the glide slope. It's an ILS runway, and they're going to have to do some dirt work at the end of the runway. And if you do dirt work and it's not done appropriately, it can affect the instruments and how they read the glide slope as planes are coming in. So the FAA has to inspect it to make sure that it's done appropriately. It's about a $7,200 charge. It'll be 90% paid for by the FAA.
And I guess I have a question to you, Alex. Is this the runway that's the extra length runway that's for planes, larger planes to come in on?
Yes, sir. And it's the one that in inclement weather with the ILS system that planes like to use as well.
I would hope, and this is away from that subject, in the near future that we entertain the Federal Bureau of Prisons and try to enhance them to enlighten them and enhance them to use this facility to bring their federal prisoners in. Just want to put that on the plate.
Very good. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Moving on to County Auditor, item A, it's to consider and approve intergovernmental agreement with Orange County Navigation and Port District for distribution of 2009 Port Security Grant funds. Item B is regular county bills, check numbers 368937 through 369210. Have a motion on those items under?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And lastly, under County Tax Assessor Collector, item A is considering possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Carla Stewart for 13 years of service in the Jefferson County Tax Office and to the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing her well in her retirement. I believe Ms. Stewart is not here today, is she? Have a motion. Okay, moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and we thank her for her service. Is there any other item? That brings us to the end of the agenda. Any other issues that any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the community without taking action?
I don't want to bring to the community to a great degree, but I do want to, Ms. Guidry, about 2 months or so, you sent a letter expressing some concerns about the elections. Judge, we hadn't heard anything about that. Is that some resolve or is something going on that we need to know about that?
I'll let Ms. Guidry say whatever she wants to say. She and I met last week, had a discussion, she's going to get together some numbers she met and explained to me what part of her budget was used for election purposes and was going to put together some numbers on what a elections administrator would cost so that we could get back together and talk about it again. Anything you want to add, Ms. Guidry?
That's about it, Judge. We did meet about that. Teresa and I have been working on the numbers. We're waiting to meet with Shane also, since he has a portion of that for voter registration. We have sent out surveys to all the political subdivisions as well as the parties, and we're hoping to get those surveys out to get a feel of how they feel about utilizing the services of the county if we have an election administrator. So we should be ready to do a workshop for you all as early as the first part of August, if you'd like.
You know, she said something that's interesting about these different entities, and I'm sure that everybody on the court would be open to look at that, to visiting with these entities, because I'm going to tell you why. Example, I think the Port of Beaumont, $75,000, the city, $150,000, BISD, $100,000. I pay tax to each of those, and I call us doing a great favor like Nick Lampson did for the tax office when we start collecting taxes. If we all do elections under the same thing, we save the taxpayers' dollars, and that's what it's about with me. So I would hope that everybody on the court would visit with the different cities, city managers in those areas, so we can try to get that accomplished. I think it would be a good thing for the county, the citizens of this county.
It would definitely be an asset for the political subdivisions and the taxpayers as well as the voters, because they won't have so many different elections and polling locations to go to.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hearing nothing, we are adjourned. Thank you.